Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Matamore's here. I know. I'm excited, too. He's co-founder and chief idea guy over at Growth Engine Company, the author of a number of books, including his new one, 21 Days to a Big Idea. He's one of our top innovation guys. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have
with you.
Good to have you back. Well, that's the only way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
If we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. That's the way I feel about it. So, okay, I was just telling the audience before you got here that you one of the things you've taught us over the last few years is that it's not enough just to lead change. You have to do it by being innovative, and you can't just wake up and say, oh, I think I'll be innovative today. No, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. You have to wake up and say, how will I be innovative today, right?
Yeah, and two good ideas I think you're sharing with us there. One is that it should be an ongoing thing. You know, we have clients who, you know, do a new product ideation or brainstorming session, you know, once a year, and that's fine. It kind of fills up the pipeline, but that's really, really not good enough.
It's kind of like going to the doctor once a year, right?
Yeah.
All right, I got the doctor's appointment. Okay, today we have to be innovative.
Well, and also you're smoking all year. So,
yeah, exactly. You know,
the other thing you said was, that, you know, sort of the how of it. And I think this is where the small business guys can benefit by just a couple of really simple tips or tricks. One of them is that, you know, guys will go in and say, hey, who's got some ideas? Well, how's that worked? I've asked that of probably 10,000 people, mm-hmm. Small business owners. That almost never works because people don't get, well, what do you mean new ideas? I don't know what you're talking about. So the trick there is to be very, very specific about the request.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we do a better job of marketing, you know, our small business here, whatever it is, you know, our auto repair shop for Hispanics on Thursday, you know what I mean? So if it's a weird comment, but that kind of specificity will generate a lot more ideas, a lot better ideas than just saying who's got some ideas. So
well,
that's a big trick.
And also, it's not only be specific, but be specific about being innovative regularly, right? I mean,
yes.
If you just walk up and say, and like you said, if you say, you know, what ideas do you have, and you haven't asked them that in maybe ever, then they're not going to be ready for you, right?
But yeah.
And if you do it, do it again in a week or the next day or whatever.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, is people make, you know, the misassumption, if you will, that ideas are just for maybe for sales, but certainly for new products, maybe for ad ideas. But the processes that I, you know, have in my book and I've been sharing and researching my whole life, you know, they can be used for anything, you know, a new process idea, cost-cutting ideas, efficiency ideas, manufacturing ideas, strategy ideas, new business models. And so people have a really flawed view that, you know, an ideation session is to go name something or come up with a new product
right.
idea. It's really using all these processes to generate ideas in all facets of your business.
Well, and a warehouseman should be celebrated for figuring out a better way to manage the boxes around the warehouse, as a salesman does when he gets a big sale.
Absolutely, and the thing that we sometimes lose sight of is that, you know, companies, some of the bigger companies will call in, you know, the experts, and so that's fine, experts like me, but you know, it's the guys on the line that often have some of the best ideas. And
right.
You know, my co-founder Growth Engine, Gary Fraser, when they were trying to figure out how to manufacture this Mentadent toothpaste container, they had engineers in there. They hired all these guys. They couldn't figure it out, frankly, to get the, you know, the line speeds that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys on the line figured it out. The engineers had been working on it for several months. The guys on the line figured it out in about a week.
Hmm.
And so, you know, one of my big missions, if you will, is to get companies small, medium, and large to recognize that there's extraordinary creative potential within the organization that's frankly not being leveraged.
Well, that reminds me of James Sierowicki's book, The Wisdom of Crowds.
Yeah.
You know, if those engineers had put a couple of the line guys in the beginning, the engineering know-how and expertise could have gone along with the practical part. They probably could have been way ahead of themselves. In his book, he found that if you put 10 PhDs together, you know, they won't solve a problem as fast as if you put four regular guys in there, you know, four regular, maybe high school graduates in there, and the wisdom of crowds.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so true when we do our brainstorming ideation sessions. It's absolutely true that when we have an expert at one of the, say, five tables, they get the least number of ideas and the least interesting ideas. Now, it's not that you don't need the experts, because they'll help you when you come to develop the ideas, but the two things that happen is people spend all their time asking the experts questions, so they're not coming up with ideas, and then the second half of the visit, those guys say, yeah, well, we kind of tried that. The other thing is the experts tend to be much more invested, and so they're less likely to say crazy ideas. The people that are less invested, so to speak, they'll say anything. They don't care. They're just trying to come up with some stuff. And it's been absolutely true that the tables with the experts come up with the least interesting and fewest ideas.
That is interesting. So what we're saying, what you're coming up with there, then is that everybody in your organization should be part of the innovation process, the ideation process.
Absolutely. And so, you know, when you do stuff, you know, do that we obviously call cross-functional sessions. When you're doing stuff, you know, get the admin in there who writes poetry to help you, or, you know, somebody that would be on the customer service person, whomever, get them in there to help come up with ideas. Again, because you know, sometimes people say, who should invite me to this session? Well, I say invite the most creative people, but you also want to invite some of the less creative people, because even if they don't come up with ideas, they'll feel ownership and part of it, and then when it comes time to do the idea, A, they'll have maybe ideas on how to do it, but they'll also be more invested.
Or they might say, why did you turn it that way?
Yes.
And nobody's
yes.
ever asked that question.
And we find out
that that was the wrong way to turn it.
You never know. Sort of naive question.
You never know. That's exactly right. I need a website, Brian.
So we're growth-engine.com.
All right, so check it out. 21 Days to a Big Idea. Also, Idea Stormers. That's the book we first met Brian with. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Brian Matamore. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.